It's time for good vibes right here on Active FM. Yeah!
To send a shower out. Okay, I want to say hi to my brother, all my friends, all my people. Says hi. Hi everyone, this is Lihle Lindsay Msimang, and you are listening to Active FM. Christ music is heart music.
Welcome everybody to Active FM Good Vibes with your girl DJ Gary and the infamous, the brave.
Hi.
Say hi to everyone.
I did.
That was a very weak hi.
So hi, everyone.
Like PewDiePie. Hi.
You okay?
You just enjoyed an awesome song, Walk on Waves, by Austin and Lindsay Adeem. Sorry, I almost said their name wrong.
Nice.
I think I did. But anyway, it is our last and final show on Active FM Good Vibes. I know. Let's all just cry together.
It's our last one. All good things must come to an end.
That is such a hard thing to say.
What? All good things must come to an end.
Because your face is like, yeah, you know. Yeah. All good things must come to an end. It's our last and final show. It's a sad day, but it's also a good day because we're moving on to greater things. Not that Active FM wasn't an awesome, epic, great experience for us, but there's always room for improvement. So the journey with Active FM was extremely epic, you know, the fan base that we built, people that just, you know, buzz, you know, they call us every time, you know, the pictures in the street, you know, everyone just, you know, they can't wait to see us.
Yeah.
And we were just so grateful to be part of this journey and, you know, the Active FM family. But it has come to an end. No, let's all say no together. No.
I refuse.
So we're just going to be talking about our experience and us as presenters on Active FM and how exciting it was for us. I was actually very nervous when I started presenting because I was never a presenter, like ever. It was never something that I wanted to do or thought of doing. But then the opportunity was there and I was like, hey, hey, let's take it. Did you want to be a presenter?
No.
I think you did. That was such a quick answer. No. I enjoyed it. I think it was epic, you know.
Yeah.
I think a lot of things that we spoke about and a lot of things that we did was things that affected our actual lives and things that we've experienced as, well, adults and in between teenagers. And you're adult now, no?
Yes.
Turning 20!
Technically.
Hey, now!
In some states, no.
Isla's going off to college, by the way. Are you excited?
Yeah, it's alright.
Are you nervous?
No.
What do you study?
Music and drama, theatrical arts.
Ah! You get that from me. I know. I used to be quite a good actress, you know, back then.
What do you mean, back then?
I mean, when I took part in drama.
Like, yes, in the old days.
Like, my career has ended.
The Color Purple.
It's been fun.
What other old movie can I think of? From the 1960s, 20 years before you were born, that you took
Mary
part in.
Poppins.
Mary Poppins,
I could have been an
The Wizard of Oz.
You know?
You did well in there.
You see?
I actually remember that girl from You Got Served. The one of the curly hairs was also in My Wife and Kids.
Oh, yeah.
I went through a bio of movies that she did. She said she was born. She made movies, but like.
But not like big. Hollywood, like, yeah. You know.
But I went through the movie list of the projects she was a part of, and it said that she was born in 1990, I think, mm-hmm. It said, or 1989.
Oh, okay.
And it said she was in a film in 1964. I was like, what?
Hi. How is that possible?
Exactly. So, another example. You could have been in The Color Purple and
one
Mary
of those
Poppins. And
running behind Silly. Yeah, come back.
One of those.
Me and you will never part, my kid.
In my former life.
I just went off topic there. But anyway. Yeah, so being a presenter for me was cool. I enjoyed the experience.
Mm.
Even though Ezra didn't really say much as my partner in the whole thing.
Mm.
I felt so alone most of the time.
Mm.
But then again, he was just, you know, just there. Didn't really have much to say. What topics do you think we could have had on our show?
Fish.
Fish.
You never wanted to speak about fish.
What were we going to talk about?
The different types of fish you can have.
No, I think there is a show that covers
that. Probably 10 million species of fish. We could have had 10 million things to talk about fish.
About fish?
Yeah.
I don't think our fans would have wanted to hear about fish.
Why not?
Because there's some of them that are pescatarians. Okay. So they just eat fish. So I think it would be offending to them if we just, you know, spoke about fish.
Why would it be offending?
Yeah, I actually have a point. Maybe they would appreciate talking about fish. But I don't think fish was... I actually really wanted to do a topic on transgender. But I didn't know how it would affect our fan base.
No.
So I just didn't want to discuss that. Because I know people that are transgender, man. It's...
No.
It's a good topic to have, you know, with family and
just what?
Open their eyes a bit more to see what transgender is. A lot of people don't know what it is. And I think if they're more enlightened on it, we should have actually did that topic.
No. So anyway. Definitely
not. We definitely should have spoken about that. So what do you think is...
That's like saying we should speak about Bin Laden. 9/11 is just a minefield.
9/11 was a sad time. Oh, shame. All those people.
Let's talk about terrorists that helped. Let's talk about Nelson Mandela's terrorist days.
That's why you kill me. So, what did being a presenter for you, how did that enlighten your life as a presenter on the show? Even though you never said much, I'm sure there was somewhere deep inside of you, you wanted to share something of your own with our fans. What was that? What would that be? You're thinking so loud. I'm gonna think there's something wrong with the volume. Ezra has nothing to say.
Meh.
I think to me, being a presenter was the topics that you have with people. You know, you don't know what people are going through, what they're facing at that time in their lives. So if you have like a funny topic or a topic about fish or a chicken. I wonder what happened to Nero. We actually had a chicken in our yard. Shame. I hope they didn't slaughter him. Because we barely are in these days. But anyway, I think the topics you have and the music you play reaches out to a lot of people. And it makes them feel excited. You know, it makes them feel warm inside. It's like a hug on the inside of your body. Like a cup of soup or cake in a mug. You know, makes you feel...
I don't know. Like that.
It makes you feel like that because it's so important what you speak about and what you're feeding into someone else's spirit when you're doing something. So I think as a presenter, that was one of our talents that we had, is no matter what silly topic we had or what awesome music we played, it just reached out to somebody and made them feel excited, make them feel happy, because a lot of people look forward to Mondays because of good vibes. Hey. So whatever we said, whatever we presented to them, made them excited, and it made them know and feel that we were there, sharing these moments with them. Especially when it comes to music, because music takes you where words can't. So when they listen to the songs that we play, and how the songs affect us, I'm sure it affects them. In probably the same way or a different way. I don't know if you agree with me. I think I needed a new partner for this last show. Because this was not working. So I'm sure you felt the same. In being tell him what you need.
Call him on the main line.
Call him on the main line. Just sing for them last time.
Yeah.
Tell him what you need. So we thought it would be cool and spice things up by spilling a deep dark secret of ours. What's your secret, Israel?
What's my secret?
Yeah. I know you have one, but I'm not telling him. I'll leave it up to you.
Will you tell me?
Yeah?
Will you tell me?
I must tell you.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
I know that when you were a little boy,
yeah,
you used to be afraid of Wallace and Gromit.
Yeah. No, I wasn't afraid of Wallace. I was afraid of the were-rabbit.
You're like,
that rabbit was scary.
Can you watch this movie?
Yeah, man, that rabbit was...
But I'm sure
we spoke about this already.
I applaud your persistency on that movie, because no matter how afraid you were...
Because it was a nice movie.
You were so determined to watch it. Like,
it wasn't even the rabbit. The rabbit wasn't as scary as that picture of the rabbit.
In the book.
Yeah, in the book. With his hands behind his back. Just flaying in the air. Because that old man didn't help the situation. He also looked like a Satan worshipper.
Wasn't he the priest?
Yeah, he was the priest. That's what I'm saying. How can a priest be so demonic?
I think it's just the character. There's nothing to do.
Does it look like he never got any sleep? He made Christianity look rough. He is responsible for 10% of the church leaving.
Because of his appearance.
Because of his appearance.
I think they made him like that because...
Because
it was just his character. But come to think of it, that priest wasn't very compassionate.
Was a bad character. Non-wrestling as well. Remember?
A bullet.
Everything you need is in this book. Non-wrestling. No, this one. What priest keeps golden bullets in his church?
It's for safekeeping.
What message does that send?
There was a time during that the shooting of the movie where a lot of churches were...
You're talking nonsense. as soon as the first sentence was shot, I don't know where this is going, but it's not going where you think it's going.
It was during the time where there was...
No, it wasn't during the time. You don't know what you're talking about.
I just think they made his appearance that way because everyone else just looked weird.
Well.
No.
So the unwell person.
Even that lady,
the
lady that had a crush on Wallace.
That lady.
The
one with the
rich
hair
lady.
That looks like
she was the French love.
Yeah.
She was just also... Everyone was oddly shaped in that movie.
Yeah.
Come to think of it.
They made out of clay.
Years. Yeah, but still, it should be an even better reason to make them look better, you know, because it's clay. So they can mold them into something better. So it's not a drawing. So they... Okay, no, they do draw.
Andy Manny took that one.
Andy Manny?
Yeah.
Who's that? The tool guy. Andy Manny.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
What about him?
You remember Andy Manny?
I said he was the one who took that job.
Of Wallace and Gromit?
No, the one that looked proper.
Oh.
The other claymakers went to Wallace and Gromit.
Like, no, you don't want them.
And
I don't have a secret.
A few of the
others
went to Mickey Mouse Clubhouse.
I'm an open book.
Congratulations.
I don't have any secrets.
Fantastic.
Besides my fear for frogs, I think everyone knows that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think that is a secret of mine.
And you did burn chocolate in the microwave once.
Okay, that was an accident. You know, no one knows about that. I didn't even...
And your mouth burns from sweet chili.
That's not true. You know, I actually really tried.
No, you didn't.
Okay, I didn't actually. But during the time of trying...
Let's just stop this web of lies right here.
During the time of
Let's end
my,
our broadcast on a strong truth.
Strong truth. No.
We don't want any lies. Because for the last day, we want closure.
But closure.
We want closure.
On strong food.
Yes.
The The closure is Stanford and I. We never had a good relationship.
Anyway, like, what song is playing?
Before we go to our next song, I have something on the heart.
No, you don't.
I need to share.
Why? She can share after the song. This is something the world need to hear. Now we're seeing the entrance. When the fresh is in your no half. Now we're seeking intangible. Fresher than you know how. We stand atop the mountain like it was made for shouting. Praising the Savior's name, don't mean mug like we came without him. So now instead of wilding, try climb a couple thousand. Just when you get to doubting, we're spread like the wings of falcons. The wind of spirit gets you to pull you off the ledge and show you we hold you, keep you afloat, homie. Don't watch the weather. Sometimes I'm made to test you. You can't stay up forever. You in the valley now, the other side got something better. So keep a hold of quotes, you know the Holy Ghost has told you. Don't look back, the past is over, stick to the path he showed you. The easy yoke, a lighter burden for the colder shoulder. Sip from the true spring, the real thing, no Coca-Cola. It's real life, man. Yeah. It's pure water, son. Yeah. Like that sugary stuff you be getting out here all the time. There's some food for thought. I try to impress the masses, but that just set me backwards. I do regret the quest for petty cash and heavy status. Step pops just passing that made me a semi-bastard. Yet the olive shepherd led this blue rap of the greener pastures. He stayed involved and did the same when I balled. Called me brother saying, yo, our father's greater than all. And you should more often call if you can't walk than crawl. Cause when you stop or pause, you drop and fall into thinking you lost it all. Peace past the meanest folder. I've done what I'm supposed to. His reaction, fire emojis. Taking the screen over. Not that poison pop that's got him leaning over. This is life water for guzzling. Others are spitting cream soda. Yo. And you don't have to act like you don't know what it is. No man can live on bread alone. You know what I'm saying? There's some food for thought. Now we're seeing the intangible. That fresh is the end, no half. Now we're seeing the intangible. Fresher than you know how.
You can find us on the gram, you feel me? Instagram at Active Worship, we on books, you feel me? Facebook, click the follow since you're in it, keep listening. Apple Music, oh, it got you dancing, keep streaming. Spotify, it got you smiling, keep streaming. Oh, and Deezer, got your moves looking easy, cause we cool like that. Search Active Worship and listen, cause we cool like that. Christ music is hot music.
Check out the amazing music via Active Worship on all platforms.
And we are back. I wanted to make it lower, like, but it wasn't coming out so well. But anyway, if you just tune in with us, you're listening to Activating Good Vibes with me, DJ Karen. Remember that guitar thing we used to do? And DJ Easy.
Yeah.
He's keeping it easy today.
It's also our last show.
And yes, it is also our final and last show with everyone. Maybe we should share why this is our last show. Even though we mentioned that you are leaving.
Oh, God. That was a wet one.
I'm not going to see you anymore. Our bond has been broken.
Well, you're going to see me for the next few months here. And...
yeah. How long will you be gone? About a year.
Mm-hmm.
4 years.
I don't know.
Just maybe you should study from home and then we don't have to leave.
Nah. I don't feel like doing that.
I'm studying from home, so I think it's a good idea if you...
No.
Okay.
You have a child.
Yeah, but okay, maybe if you get a child.
I don't want a
both
child.
Study.
I am a child.
Both study from home. So we're just going to shed some light on some of well-known presenters that impacted our lives as presenters.
Mm-hmm. Bow, bow,
bow, bow. Like that bald guy.
Simon Miller.
Simon.
From he's what good. Culture?
He's funny. With his wrestling and...
Yeah.
He's thrusting in the gym. But anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I think on radio, mine would be Anele. She's quite fun.
Is it?
I like her. She's really good. She's a presenter on 94.7.
Mm-hmm.
She's quite awesome. Mm-hmm. And Ayanda MVP. Mm-hmm. Hey. She plays really good music as well. And her topics are also really epic.
Mm-hmm.
I actually met her at a well-known spot in South Africa. Gold Reef City. Hey! Actually shook her hand. It was awesome. You know, I felt the energy.
Was it a meet and greet?
Yeah, she was having like an open air, a live recording from... They had like a competition happening.
Mm.
So I entered hoping I would win, but unfortunately...
You won a handshake.
But anyway... Got the handshake, buddy.
Mm.
So I shook her hand and I was like, yeah, that was awesome. So those are the presenters that impacted me the most. And I think Matthew Santoro as well. Okay, he's not a presenter, but he's a YouTuber about the way he presents his shows and his topics on his vlogging is good. Okay. And also like his editing, his camera work and all of that. It's quite awesome. And I also think he also just sets the bar like really high when it comes to, you know, his presentations and everything else,
mm-hmm.
which is really good. He can also just give you a good example of how you should present something to somebody in case you want to present.
Yeah, PewDiePie doesn't care.
No, I think he's the only one that doesn't care.
And KSI, they don't even care anymore.
I think they're rich enough not to care.
They have an audience already. They don't care.
So we're also talking about some of the shows that we enjoyed doing together. I think
we already spoke about that.
No, our shows, our personal shows. What Makes You Weird was a good one. Okay. I think that was cool.
Mm.
You remember that one?
Mm.
No, don't lie. You don't. Your face is blank. You're like, mm. It was the one where we spoke about what makes us weird. Where the funny habits we have and all the weird things we do as children. I think our very first show was Using Your Passion.
Mm.
It was our first show. I think we started in April the 18th. I remember that day. It was awesome.
Mm.
And that was our very first show together on Monday.
It was the start of a very destructive relationship.
Why would you say that?
Because I can. It's the last show. I can say whatever.
People are
going
to think you don't like working with me. You Are What You Eat was also a very good one.
Hmm.
Where we actually learned a lot of
you
the things.
You are a burger.
You are a burger.
You are an apple. You are a banana.
I've been on the dagger fast for a while. So I am probably fruit banana. You Are What You Eat was a good show. I enjoyed that because... Especially when it came to the fast foods and all the processed foods and things that is obviously good but really bad for you. And okay, nothing that tastes that good is good for you. So it's obviously bad. No, like the gummy sweets, you know, the ingredients that went into the gummy sweets and the preservatives in takeout foods and stuff. So... You Are What You Eat was a really good one. And also the eating disorder one we had. We spoke a lot about food, eh?
No, you spoke a lot about food.
And relationships. There were so many beautiful topics we had on relationships. Challenging yourself. Betting your life. I think we did good as presenters. You know, presenting.
Hmm.
Our presentation. Did you see what I did there? Okay, it didn't really flow as I thought it would, but I was hoping... It would flow as I thought it would. But we had a good run. I think it was really fun.
Yeah, we had a good jog.
I think our relationship as siblings became stronger.
No, it's the same.
Why don't you ever take my side and say, yes, I feel you on this.
One of us has to be the honest one.
But I do think our relationship has improved as presenters, you know, despite the fact that we live together. There are days we don't see each other, and I think, you know, it just has a wedge between us. But now that we work together, I think it was a beautiful season, you know? It was a beautiful run with you. Now you're leaving.
Yeah.
I'll be strong. I think we should throw your farewell. Party. And like do a live video on Facebook and all our fans see that you're going.
Nah.
Packing your suitcase. Packing your guitar.
I'm leaving. I'm gonna leave like Jesus.
I'm gonna leave like Jesus.
A thief in the night.
Like a thief in the night. A lamb to the slaughter.
What?
A lamb to the
Where
slaughter.
Where did that come from?
No, like when he was crucified, he said he was like a lamb. You know, he didn't fight.
Okay, sorry. I will leave like Jesus will return. Like a thief in the night.
What exactly will you be stealing?
What?
I don't know. You said a thief in the night, so I'm just wondering.
This is why we ended.
I don't have a comeback for that one.
I'm tired.
But I will have one.
I won't do radio anymore.
This is actually a very good platform if you want to start in radio.
Yeah,
I think Active FM is the best place to start if you want to pursue it further.
Mm-hmm. Just that I don't want to pursue it further.
But you were such a good presenter. But it's not if it's not your passion, it's not something that you want to base your life on. Then obviously, you know, drama and music and producing is your passion. So obviously, that is something that you will pursue. But if it's not presenting, it will also just I think this learning experience will just enhance your talent for music and producing and all of those things. Well. It has come to the time where we have to leave.
Leaving for the final time.
Sing with me before we go.
No.
That's a good note. You got it now. Before we leave, we're going to leave you with our social media platforms. You can get us on Instagram at ActiveFM777. We're also on Facebook /ActiveFM777. You can send us awesome tweet at ActiveFM. Our website is www.activefm.co.za. All the epic tracks we play on the show. You can get on iTunes Podcast, also Google Podcast. You can get us on YouTube, Spotify, Gab, and Reddit. And also, our WhatsApp line. You want to say the number one?
No. Mark Zuckerberg is listening to your conversations.
Guy that invented WhatsApp. Thank you. Thank you for buying it, Mark Hasselberg.
You still don't know what the story is, do you?
He that bought them. Thank you. You can get us on our WhatsApp line at 084-505-1166. We're going to love and leave you with a beautiful song by Matthew Parker. Pray for. Sing it with me. Braver. He's a brave man.
Okay, cool.
Anything else you would like to say? This is our last show. You just pour your heart out. Tell them anything.
Bye.
Just not what I expected. At least sing them a lullaby. Like, if you leave me now, you'll take away the beat. No. You're going to leave me to sing it alone?
Please don't go.
You didn't do that. Ooh, baby, please don't come. We love and appreciate all your support. Please continue to listen to Active FM. Goodbye. Even though it's our last show. But continue. They can still download all our others and enjoy those. Yeah. And also continue to support Active FM. It's an epic station. And we will love and leave and see you soon. Have an awesome week. And remember, thank you so much for your support. We love each and every one of you.
Thank you. Enjoy the rest of your lives.
Bingo.
We'll see you.
In every situation, through every problem, I will shape every part of my life into praise.